Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Everything was neat. All the chairs were tucked in. It was fine. I didn't have to move anything, and I just walked through and came back. And then just now, I got up and walked around, did the same loop, and there were like 10 chairs as askew in there as I've ever seen. I don't understand. Like, what happened to those chairs?
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know. What would make the most sense?
And the Bulldog.
I am shook by this. Honest to God, I do not understand what just happened.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Did you go down there during a break and move the chairs?
I've been doing it every day.
It was me all along!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Update. I've given up arranging the chairs. I've stopped. Someone who's in there for meetings on a regular basis likes to have one of the chairs that doesn't match on the, because there's two different style chairs in there. And this began with me initially just putting them neatly under the table or at the table so that it will look nice when everybody walks in there again. And that pleases me when I walk in there later after I've done it. It's like the room looks nice. But there were two different kinds of chairs, so I had segregated them to opposite sides of the room. So, like, one side's got all the one kind of chair, the other side. Somebody who sits in on the one side of the table, I'm assuming at meetings, likes the one kind of chair.
They move it around.
That doesn't match. So they keep, and we were having a silent battle for a few weeks. And I finally just said, you know what? I don't sit here. It's not for me to keep moving this chair on this person. Let them have their chair. And with that comes, anything goes now. As long as I can walk through there, I don't care. So I'm done fixing the room.
And I'm done messing it up.
Right. There. We reached a natural conclusion.
I'm done messing with the room.
I guess.
I mean, vertical tabs, incongruous chair arrangements. Man, somebody's going to reach out to you, I think, at some point here pretty soon.
Oh.
This man.
They don't know.
This man is in need of some assistance.
They don't.
The chairs now? The tabs now? The chairs?
Listen, I'm bragging. This is a sign of progress.
Okay, you're not going to worry about
it. I'm leaving it alone.
Okay. Maybe I'm not done messing with it.
Right. You're going to push it to see how far I'll go leaving it alone. Yeah. But I'm leaving it alone. As long as I can walk through there, you know, when it gets dark out at 5 o'clock, you know, when we get to the winter, again.
Long ways off.
Yeah. And so, but I feel like I've made a positive step toward managing my neurosis.
Good. Yeah. Well, get out the tab that has all the teams there, the standings, some call it.
I've got it open.
It's time now for reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. On the official sheet, I have us having not done this since 2 weeks ago today. Did we not do this last week? May 9th is the last recorded edition.
That's the official record, and that's when we did it.
There's no way we would have done this without
absolutely not
writing the names on this.
There is not, and that's a sheet of paper with only like two versions of this on it, if I see correctly, right? Like
you've got this
two,
one, yeah.
2 weeks, yeah. So we would not have started a new sheet. You would not have started a new sheet. That one. So yeah, we definitely didn't do it last week.
From the vertical tabs to the incongruous chair arrangements to the slightly off-center listing of the power rankings.
I don't need to see.
I need help.
I don't need to see the sheet.
I need help. Reverse AFC power rankings. I thought we did one post-schedule, but I guess not. Well, this is post-schedule. 16.
I still want to punish Pittsburgh for just having their thumb sticking out on the side of the road hoping Aaron Rodgers drives by.
I enjoyed our conversation with Andrew Filippone yesterday, as I always do, on the Steelers. And it comes down to motives, like it often does in sports. It comes down to motives. They want to hang around. And that's what the Aaron Rodgers thing is. And they'll probably be able to do that with him. Is it worth anything to their fans? Most of their fans, anyway? Probably not. But as they would see it, it's probably better than being terrible. So, I mean, not that this needs to be explained. It's obvious what their motive would be. And I still think, no matter what you think of him or that kind of motivation, they're still not the Browns. So I'll go Cleveland.
I'll go Cleveland as well.
Fair.
I think it's fair.
I admittedly, I'm punishing a team that I have usually defended. Continuing, because you've been more like I am right now with them in other years, even. I want plural there, and I'm always sticking up my hand going, they're going to go 9-8 at worst. Like, why? How, they can't be this low.
It's close.
High, excuse me.
It's close.
But anyway.
I might still rather be the Browns. But, you know, that's, I feel like that's strained, a little bit strained. I mean, to say you'd rather be the Browns over anybody is, all right.
Right. Why? On top of everything else they've had going on, now it looks like maybe they're spoiling for a fight about a stadium with the mayor or something. Like,
good timing.
Like, what in the world are you doing? Like, no one, you have really taken your fans, you've put your fans through the ringer here. Anyway, all right, yeah, so Browns, 15.
15.
By law, do I have? I guess I have to say with the Steelers. So you guys can.
I'll agree.
Agree. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not great. Maybe the bottom drops out.
Yeah, maybe. I think I can legitimately say. I don't know that I would rather be the Jets. No, I would. They're clear of Aaron Rodgers.
What is the worst Steelers team of the last 50 years? What was the worst Steelers team's record of the last 50 years? Were they maybe 5-11 once?
I don't know. What were they when they picked? They were picking 11th, I think, when they picked Ben in 2004. I have no idea if that was their own pick or if they traded up.
2003, they were 6-10.
Okay.
6-10 in 99, 5-11 in 88, like the end of Chuck Knoll, pretty much. Yeah, that's it. 5-11 is the answer. The last 50 years. Pre-merger, they were always terrible. And then
Chuck
that
Knoll
draft, that Chuck Knoll.
Right.
Wow. Pretty good streak.
Yeah.
Or half century. 14. Pretty good half century.
I guess I'll get to the Jets here. I just think it's going to be a while. I don't have... it's fine to be bullish on Aaron Glenn and starting over and, you know, culture. I mean, we went through that here with McDermott, and maybe the Jets have their McDermott and Aaron Glenn. I'm open-minded to that. But Justin Fields, no.
They'll only know if they have their McDermott if they get their Allen.
Right, and they definitely Otherwise, do not have their Allen. They
he's
have,
not going to be there 9 years.
Right. They have their Justin Fields right now, which...
I am eager to see it. Fields, you know, it's the fantasy player in me, but Fields can be, he can really go. Like, if he's able to process, somehow he gets a different voice in his head and it clicks for him, and he's able to fit in his running with,
yeah,
like, some just more efficient passing, then I think it could get interesting. But that's a big if.
That is a huge if. That is the hardest thing, I think, to get, is that. They've been got. I think Lossman would have been this. Like, a lot of talent, big arm, you know.
Could move.
Yeah. Decent athletically, even maybe better than decent. Above average, certainly, athletically. But I just don't think you could see it. And I think we've seen enough of Fields at this point. It would really surprise me, even shock me, if he suddenly figured out how to read it. So I think without that piece, he's always going to be capable of making incredible plays. Because when he does see it, or when it just falls into place, when it's just easy, he can make the big throw, and he certainly can move. But I just don't think he's going to see it enough. So
just to quickly add, I think the most interesting scenario there would be the Jets having the Giants season when Daboll showed up and they made the playoffs, and then like, okay, well, are they actually good? No, but they paid Jones off of that, and you know, they would come to regret it, and most people told them, said it was a bad idea, but they had the pressure of the timing. They made the playoffs and they won in Minnesota with Jones and got blown out, I think, in Philadelphia, and they're like, all right, well, I guess this is a Fitzpatrick kind of situation. I guess this is our quarterback. And I think if the Jets have enough talent where they could have like a 10-7 if he's just not the worst, and then what? I think it's a 2-year deal, but you know, maybe he ends up getting a long-term thing and sort of having a career that way. Big if, again. 13. Titans.
Sure.
What have they done?
I'm fine there. The number one overall pick, that can be a big swing. But even if it feels to me like that's – I don't think this guy's tracking Cam Ward like, say, Jaden Daniels last year. Like, he shows up and just, like, transforms the organization. You know, maybe. But
maybe.
I don't think he's quite that – he's not that athlete. You can be optimistic about him, but expect, you know, the rookie curve a little bit more than you had with a guy like Daniels last year. So
you think the thing though is like Daniels, man, I guess I'm not as quite as keen on like how he did it. But it wasn't like you looked at Washington and saw great surrounding talent. It wasn't the Bears. Like it wasn't it was Terry McLaurin, Brian Robinson, Eckler, Zach Ertz. Like really just mid when it came to weapons, and they were like fifth in the league in points, more than the Eagles last year. I mean, he must have been really good. I only saw him a few times. He just must have been really good, Daniels. Who scored more? Detroit, Tampa, Buffalo, Baltimore. Fifth in the league in points, Washington. 12.
Colts for me.
I'll also go Colts.
Fine. So far, this list is identical to 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
11.
Bills.
We got to have it come out a little bit different.
I'm just after the
Chargers.
Clicks. I'm just after the clicks, people. Chiefs. Just trying
radio show in Buffalo.
I know, upset the...
Says Kansas City's the AFC's 11th best team. That would be great.
Yeah, if they got picked up by like what? I don't even know. Awful announcing or something. That would be
all.
Awesome.
We need is Brandon Bean to call in.
Right.
Then everybody would know. 11. New England? No. Miami.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fine.
That's also the same. 10.
Wow.
New England. Vegas.
Sure.
Jacksonville.
I'll say Vegas.
Me too.
Bad news on Wilkins today, I saw. He's having trouble coming back from a foot injury, I think it was. When he was right in Miami, he was right up there with...
He was a problem.
Yeah, he was a real problem. He was like Quinnen Williams in New York. Like, that's, you know, just same draft. Is that Oliver and Quinnen Williams? Like, the AFC East got these tackles that same year. Was Barmore in New England that same year, too? I can't remember. Anyway, he's had blood clot issues, too, Barmore, but I think that's tracking positively. This thing with Wilkins doesn't sound good. Anyway, fine. Raiders.
Nine.
Houston.
Ooh. Jacksonville better than Houston? No, not for me. New England for me.
Yeah, I think I think I'll go New England too. Yeah.
I mean, let's see first, maybe. Let's just see.
Yeah.
How do they start? I've got it. Home to the Raiders, at the Dolphins, home to the Steelers, home to Carolina, then here, then at New Orleans, then at Tennessee, then home to Cleveland. What the heck? Listen to that. That's the Patriots' first eight games.
That sounds like 6-2.
Raiders, Dolphins, Steelers, Panthers, Bills, Saints, Titans, Browns.
Are there any UFL teams on their schedule?
Atlanta, Tampa, Jets.
Yes.
They haven't even played the Jets yet. Cincinnati, Giants, Bills, Baltimore, Jets, Dolphins. Yeah, that could be 10 wins. All right. Eight.
I will go Houston here. I think I'm going to stick with my – I like Travis Hunter and Brian Thomas Jr., two receivers and a quarterback who hasn't really broken through all the way yet. Do not necessarily make for a great team. And they don't have to be great. They're just I like them a little better than Houston right now.
I got to say, I guess Houston's the vote, but Jacksonville, six games worse, and – I can't put them as better than Houston, but you guys did. That's got to be a lot on Hunter and the new coach,
yep,
who you consider to be weird.
But I'm coming around.
You're coming around.
I'm coming around.
As he stops talking, he stops
going Duval and starts talking.
You got to do the eyebrow raise
and starts talking about the offense running through Brian Thomas Jr., I think, okay, maybe this guy's maybe going to be all right over there.
Bashal Tutin. Seven, Jacksonville. Seven?
Yes, fine. Are we still chalky from 2 weeks ago, or did that change?
That's a little different in the last four.
Okay.
But same four teams, different order. 7-10. That's a tier right there. Six, LAC.
Sure. Come on, Justin Herbert.
Right.
Right, like 2 years ago, what was it? Yeah, Devontae Adams went to the Raiders, and the Chargers have got Herbert, and the division, they're just going to eat each other. Because, you know, Herbert's on this tier with all the other good young quarterbacks in the AFC. Nope. Just has not happened yet.
That game at the Raiders, the season finale, where if that had been a tie, they would both make the playoffs, and it was so close to happening, and the Raiders broke off one run. The Chargers were one run away from the most interesting outcome ever. Having that happen, the tie gets them both in, and they couldn't stop Josh Jacobs on that one run. They lose. That's very Chargers. Five.
Cincinnati.
Yep.
All right.
Four, Denver.
Denver, yeah.
Well, congrats to Denver. Four.
Were you just talking earlier today that you like them more than the Chargers?
I do.
You were talking to Sam, I think you brought that up.
I do. I'm not sure I'm right. It might come from fantasy, and Sam made the right point to me, which was like, it's very different, and I know it is, but talking about them on the FFPC podcast, like, I'm just out on all the Chargers. I'm out on Omarion Hampton as like a fifth round pick in fantasy. I'm out on even McConkie seems rich in the second round. They said to me, like, consider Rashee Rice, who goes like late third, over like even like a guy like McConkie. And I think that's the right point. Rice is cheap right now. He's going to go up. Three. Chiefs.
Kansas City.
2.
You guys beat me to it. I thought I was going to be cheeky saying Chiefs. I wasn't sure what the pecking order has been recently.
I think we got a break here, but I think the talking about the echo chamber and how a lot of guys sound the same, sort of the group think New England good, Miami bad. I feel like the Chiefs, there's sort of a down, it's a down moment. Like, off-season moves.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Don't like them. The Super Bowl was ugly. We had suspension and injury stuff with Rice and Worthy, different ways, different guys for a minute. That's kind of all gone away, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It sounds sort of like maybe we're bored. I think the Chiefs thing seems like it's in a lull right
when
now.
When did we talk to Alex Gold? Was that earlier this week? Or was that last week?
Week on the schedule?
Like left tackle is still a question.
He said 5 different left tackles in the 5 Super Bowls.
Right.
That's interesting. Also, it's 5 Super Bowls.
Right.
2.
With 5 different left tackles. So, like, who cares? Maybe, like, how concerned should you be? They find a way.
Apparently now there's proof that that isn't an important position.
Right.
2. Who wants to say it?
Buffalo.
Yeah, me too. I gotta agree. Baltimore won. Baltimore continuing to win the spreadsheets and win the offseason and win the regular season. Congrats to them. Congrats. That's more of a congrats than a congrats. After the update, Dave Buchanan to preview tomorrow's NLL final. Bandits and Saskatchewan. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Forechecking by Buchanan, winning
The ball back. Here's Fraser taking the shot. He scores! Fake left, fake right. Short side, far side. Goal, Buffalo.
One more game for the Bandits tomorrow afternoon downtown against Saskatchewan. Dave Buchanan, as always, will be there for it. Floor reporter for the Bandits. He joins us now on the West Her Hotline. First question for me, a sincere one. What is Saskatoon like, Dave?
Mike BD, happy Friday. Saskatoon is very flat. I don't know. It was fine.
Flat and fine.
didn't get to see much, but the Saskatchewan River is very nice, and I believe Joni Mitchell wrote a song about it, so it was cool to be there. I don't get to go on many road trips as John Gertler does, so it's always fun just to get the experience.
How close did it feel? It was a close game. How close were you to thinking that they could taste the win? I mean, as close as it was, the first game was close too. Did it ever get to a point where you felt like they were going to get it or that they would get it?
I thought when they scored the first goal of the second half, that was the first half in the series where they scored first. So I thought when they did that, I thought maybe they'd get up early in the second half and then kind of go into lockdown mode, which is kind of what they did for most of the third quarter. But then it slipped away from them in the fourth and Saskatchewan had their comeback. So not that I was, you know, thinking, oh, they got this wrapped up, but I was feeling pretty good in the third quarter.
Okay. How it's been tight, obviously, right? 12-10 and 11-10, if I got the scores right, of the two games. How you expect coin flip city tomorrow, or is this where like the home crowd and that atmosphere maybe really comes into play?
I keep calling back to the 2023 finals against Colorado. You know, they won game one in a close one. They went to Denver for game two and got beat, but then they came home and just put a whooping on Colorado and won 13-4. That's my, I guess, perfect scenario for tomorrow is that they accomplished that. And I think it could go that way, but this Saskatchewan team, that, you know, they got a lot of momentum. They won their Halifax series in such exciting fashion. They hung in for most of game one and were obviously ultimately the better team in game two. And they've said a lot of interesting things this week leading up to this game. So I think it really is coin flip city tomorrow, as much as the Bandits might not want to play. Not that they don't want to play a close game, you know, they'd rather win going away, but I think it will be a close one.
How prepared to give us and our audience an example of some of the interesting things, as you put it, that Saskatchewan has had to say this week, are you?
You know, I was like Austin Shanks after the game, saying that they were going to get the championship next weekend. And then Justin Boudreau had a comment. He was asked about Bandit Land, and his response was based, I'm paraphrasing, was like, well, they're not going to come over the glass and try and set a pick on me, so I'm not worried about it, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So,
and you told us last week, there's a player on that team from here.
He's Matt Hossick. He's from Ontario originally, but now he lives
here.
I believe in Lancaster, somewhere in Western New York. He works locally. Without knowing the whole story, but I believe he met his wife at RIT where they went to college,
nice.
And then they relocated here. Matt, this is like a home game for him, kind of.
I guess it didn't happen for Colorado 2 years ago, but I would think psychologically a road team in that environment just a week ago would help them. You know, you're a little bit used to it. You know what the environment is just from very recent experience.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that they kind of got going for them is that they just played it in the environment that is Bandit Land. So, yeah, they definitely have that going for them. I think at times that the effect it has on opposing teams might be a little overstated. I do think, however, that home crowd really – the Bandits really feed off of that, and that helps their swagger, I think, especially when they're on a roll.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it affects opposing teams as much as some people might think.
Right.
Either way, it's going to be a phenomenal experience tomorrow with a full house.
And an interesting start time, right? 4:30. I don't feel like I can't recall. You could tell us way better than my recall would be, but I don't feel like there's a lot of afternoon games. So that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, the joys of national television. You know, ESPN2 wanted to fit it in after the college lacrosse semifinals tomorrow. I think we did that in Denver for one of the games, either 22 or 23. It was like Memorial Day Monday afternoon or something, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So trying to make a day of lacrosse out of it on ESPN2.
Yeah. How is there any injury concerns on either side that could be a factor in this game tomorrow?
I mean, we'll see if Chris Cloutier can come back. The official injury report came out earlier today. He was listed as questionable. Chris got a lower body injury. I have no inkling either way if he'll go or not play tomorrow. You know, I thought Clay Scanlon came in, scored two goals. He's a great spark plug for that offense, and he filled in quite nicely for Chris. He maybe lacks a little bit of Chris's size, but he's kind of like a Kyle Buchanan, where he gets in all the dirty areas, scoops up the loose balls, and can bury them from within close range. So other than that, you know, we'll see if they go with the same lineup. You know, if Ron John can get back in the lineup, I just don't know who would come out if that happens. So on the other side, I don't think Saskatchewan really – they had nobody new on their injury report that hasn't already been on there for the last few weeks.
Dave, the scores were very much alike. Were the games alike? Were there different, strategies or just sort of were there noticeable differences meaningfully in the two games?
No, I thought they were quite similar. I think the team that made the fewest amount of mistakes won each game. Game one, I saw Saskatchewan. I likened it to a boxing match. You know, they came out throwing punches and landing a few good ones, but I think they got tired out by about round 8 or 9. And they were the better half, or they were the better team for the first 2.5 quarters, and then Buffalo closed them out in the final quarter and a half. And then I think in game two, I think Buffalo beat themselves with some penalties, missed passes, drop passes. Hit a few posts. You know, I think it'll be like tomorrow. Like Paul Dawson said it yesterday on Sabres Live with Duffer and Marty. You know, they got to play a complete 60 minutes, and I think that's what they need to do to win.
It was Chase Frazier who had the one hand behind the back goal in game two. How many of those have you seen
from Chase? Quite a few, actually, especially in the playoffs. He had the insane one against Vancouver when he hit the double pipes and it went in. He's done that to Toronto more times than I remember. That's just Chase being Chase. I think he's so talented, and it's hard when you're playing with Dane and Josh. You might get buried a little bit in the limelight, but really, even coming out in the draft, everybody studies. Just he's a lot like Josh Byrne. Just uses the other hand to shoot his stick. You know, he plays the opposite side of the floor. He's such a talented player, and he just has a nose for shots like that.
Bulldog, how many chances would you need? With or without a goalie? Behind the back, bounce it in. One hand.
Infinity. I don't.
With a goalie there, yeah, I think it would be infinity.
I have held a lacrosse stick. I don't think I've ever handled the ball in a lacrosse stick. Like I think my experience handling a lacrosse stick was maybe picking one out for my kids when they were 6.
Mm-hmm. Those plastic thingies?
Yeah, right. And like that's it. Like
you've never played catch?
No, I've never played catch. No, I have no experience. Well, Dave, we're pulling for the Bandits, for the players, the community, the fan base. For you,
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I hope you get like a good celebration Saturday night and then saddle up for like, I don't know, 20 hours of auto racing on Sunday, right? It's a lot of-
I know. This is like a potential dream weekend for me, guys.
Right.
Yes, we got the Goon tomorrow, and then Sunday you got the greatest day in auto racing with the Monaco Grand Prix of Monaco, the Indianapolis 500, and the Coca-Cola 600. I'm ready to nurse a championship hangover through three races on Sunday.
Right. All right, Dave. Well, enjoy the broadcast tomorrow. Is pregame 3:30 or what?
4 o'clock pregame, 4 o'clock. Right here on WGR with John Gertler, Steve Bernal, and myself. Georgia head coach Ed Como is going to join us during the pregame show too.
And did you want to say you heard Sal on with us mentioning the college semifinals tomorrow, and also mention how they'll be on ESPN or ESPN2 during the day tomorrow. What did you have on Syracuse?
Oh, just they're loaded with names that Bandits fans are probably going to hear in the years to come. I just was looking at their roster. The next three drafts in the NLL have huge potential. Teams are salivating at first-round picks for the next 3 years. I mean, just on Syracuse alone, they've got two guys that are already drafted, Sam English and Michael Grace. English is playing for Toronto next year. Grace was drafted by Georgia. They were the number 2 and 3 overall picks. But then you got Finn Thompson, Trey Deer, Joey Spallina, Owen Hiltz are all going to be top NLL draft picks. Brett Bucktooth Jr., his dad played for the Bandits. So, I mean, I don't watch the field game, but I just know those names already just from people raving about these next 2-3 upcoming draft classes, and they all happen to play for Syracuse.
All right, good stuff. Again, good luck to you and the Bandits tomorrow. We'll see what happens.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Dave Buchanan, 4 o'clock pregame, 4:30 start for ESPN2.
Sold
That's
out.
Why.
Game sold,
sold
out.
Yeah. Break here, and then we'll talk some more. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR. Bulldog, during the break, talking me out of drafting Jackson Hawes. So don't tell anybody Bulldog doesn't know his fantasy. Does the bet you have, we'll have our chat with Sam Paniatovich coming up toward the end of the conversation. Mm-hmm. It's reference how you guys both have these futures tickets with across different sports needing, you know, to correctly have predict the champions. Does Oklahoma City, does that bet get you to the TV to watch them?
Yeah, it did last night. The hockey game was so one-sided that I dipped into that. And like I mentioned with Sam here, I was, you know, in the living room watching it, and it was, in the third quarter, got to a four-point game and a couple of threes. And,
it
was ranging. And I turned it off down there, went to the bathroom, went upstairs, turned it down on my iPad, and it was like a 16-point game. It just exploded. So, yes, they are. And I'm enjoying that a lot. I mean, they've got the MVP there, Canadian guy, SGA. And, I'm interested. I'm invested, so I'm interested.
That's usually how that works.
Yeah.
We talked to Sam about the Bills at the front and what their betting markets say about them, or maybe saying about them. That's coming up. Happy Friday. Thanks for being with us today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.